What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here. Recording this Women's Tennis Edition here on the first Friday of May, May 1st, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen here as we are fastly approaching the end. Of spring, and which means that's going to be the end of the 2025-26 K-State athletic calendar season. So we're fastly approaching that as well. Obviously, we'll be getting ready for you guys for football, women's volleyball. Women's volleyball had their schedule come out recently, so I might have time to record that as well. Get that in. We'll see how the rest of the day unfolds here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things Kansas sports. You want to be a part of the action here. Everyday action. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, like, hit the alarm button every time I update this content daily. Y'all be first to be notified, Bob. So, throwing the curveball, women's tennis, and we've talked about, and you take a wild guess who we're going to talk about. The Cosmojaw sisters. And when I first started this podcast, one of my favorite players, Marlogo, we abbreviated that last name because we didn't know how to say it, or I didn't know how to say it, but we took kind of a stab at it, and we're close enough to say it now, or we've been saying that actually all season long. But the Cosmojaw sisters of Marlogo and Mata earned two big conference accolades yesterday as they were announced. The sisters were named the All Big 12 first team doubles, while Marlogo is nominated to the All Big 12 second team singles, and Mata was selected for the All Big 12 freshman team there as well. Congratulations to both, obviously. Very talented. Now, Marlogo Jr. and her sister, of course, Mata, is finished up her freshman season. That's how you finish it up right there, getting accolades from your other teams around the Big 12. Marlogo has now earned postseason accolades from the conference, also being named to the second team singles in 2025. That was last year. And before that, so Mata, well, follows up her big sister after Marlogo was on the all-freshman team back in 2024 as well. So, again, you know, and Lord willing, you can bring these sisters back next year. And it, look, we talked about the youth all year long across all the women's sport, all year long, for maybe the exception of volleyball, because they're a veteran-led squad that went to the NCAA tournament and won a game. Oh, yeah, by the way, NCAA tournament. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, as Marlogo and Mata Cosmojaw was honored for a few Big 12 conference awards yesterday. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri there. Jordan Smith, a quick thing from him, saying, quote, "Really proud of these ladies. This is the third year in a row that Maggie has gotten Big 12 honors, which speaks volumes to what she has been doing as a Wildcat," end quote. Oh, yeah, we know. We definitely know that for sure there. We're very fortunate to have them both, well, not just Marlogo, but have her sister on that team. So, again, if we can bring back everybody back next year, which this team overall play with some of the better teams in the country. I know they faded late, but they won. I shouldn't say faded late. They faded in the middle of the season, and then kind of finished strong there, winning three of the last four games or matches there as well. So, again, you know, as we approach summer, movement is going to start happening, if not already. We saw that with the women's basketball team there on that. So, we're just going to have to wait approach to see there, and hopefully we can get Marlogo services yet again for another season, which will be her last season as a I know I'm jumping way out there, but will be her last season at Kansas State. Staying on Marlogo here. Let's go there. Let's go there. All right, Marlogo 10-9 in singles this year, 15-13 on the year, while going 5-5 against the Big 12. She was 8-6 in the number one spot, and now in her career 11-8. Now in that, Mata 8-7 in singles play, 18-10 this year. This past season with a 2-5 record in Big 12 play, while facing four ranked opponents, tied for the most on the team this year. During the fall, she was crowned the Milwaukee Tennis Classic Singles Champion. Excuse me, September. And this was going all the way back September 28th, after collecting six straight victories there as well. And there's more from Smith on this time, turning the page on the other side of the coin to Mata. Quote, awesome for Mata to receive two honors as a freshman. Pretty cool to see these two sisters doing so well and representing Kansas State so proudly, end quote, there as well. Yeah, man, so this is your top, this is your bread and butter right here. Let me add this in there. And at one point, Coach Smith swapped Mata and Marlogo. Marlogo's been the number one seed all year for majority of the year. But we saw there a little change in the lineup, at top of the lineup, throwing the freshman at number one and Marlogo to two. So same to say, you can either change the two of them and still get the most out of them there as well. So again, if you can bring these sisters back, not gonna put words in their mouth, but you can bring them back along with the rest of the team, and maybe, hopefully, you know, digging in the transfer portal, digging the transfer portal there. We'll step aside real quick. We'll be back after this. And we're back here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, as the Cox Majaw sisters get honored during the Big 12 postseason awards. Eddie Greer here for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I had to take that as well. So another dull moment. EG3's world there as well. As we're almost done anyways. Before that interruption, but yeah. Oh, and by the way, here to kind of finish up, wrap up this postcast here, before any more interruptions here, back to Marlogo and Mata Kosmajog here. This is the first season the Wildcats have had a doubles team earn conference accolades going back since 2021. And these are two names that should be familiar to the podcast. Oh, yeah. Kareen Marion Job and Maria Leonardes. Maria Leonardes is an assistant coach now for the women's tennis team there under Jordan Smith now. Those two, Kareen Marion Job and Maria Leonardes, were honored. Was the last doubles duo to have earned that title in 2021 there as well. And then we started this podcast around that time. I remember those two names. And now I haven't mentioned Maria Leonardes because obviously Jordan Smith is going to get the headlines there. But yeah, Maria Leonardes has been the assistant coach, I don't know for how long now, for my tennis team there as well. So, but hey, Marlogo and Mata Kosmajog, they're getting honored yesterday. Big 12 awards, posting awards there. Again, let's remind everybody this. Marlogo now earning her third straight postseason accolade there. Let me see here. Yeah, was nominated to the second team singles team. Mata to the all Big 12 freshman team after a few years. Before that, it was Marlogo getting all freshman Big 12 team there as well. So I'll look out for her. I'll keep an eye on it. I got it. Hold on. We finish this up real quick. Yeah. So sorry for the interruptions there. But so there's that. So huge positive there for K-State women's team, for this women's tennis team. And again, these two, and again, not gonna speak for them if they come back. They're going to definitely be, again, much, much better. And, of course, you know, bring everyone else back. You're talking about a team that hung with some of the tougher opponents all season long. So, again, we'll just have to keep, if I do hear anything or somebody else hears anything, like our guy Ethan Fitzgerald, we'll definitely relay that message to you here on the Purple Project Podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast. We're free and available weekly, not weekly, daily, and weekly there as well. See, now I'm getting the two crossed up. But this daily Kansas State podcast, all things K-State sports there, Monday through Sunday. We don't stop after Friday night after 5 o'clock. Nope, we keep it moving throughout the weekend as well. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Chino, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate it, Case. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Congratulations to the sisters, Mar Logo and Mata Kosmajaw, getting recognized postseason Big 12 awards there yesterday in the final day of April. We are now have entered into the month of May. Can you believe that, Kansas State Nation? Alex Zane out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer once again in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.